You are a ranger. Carefully, you pick your way through the evergreen forest, feeling the weight of your bow and quiver on your back. The sun is bright and you... Excuse me? Well, too bad. I'm the narrator. I call the shots. Oh, you won't walk through the evergreen forest unless I accommodate you? Ugh, fine. You are a druid. With your ancient walking staff, you stride through a moonlit grove, feeling a breeze on your cheeks as you check your map and... You know, we're just at the beginning right now. Maybe you could wait till we're a little further along. Well, what do you want to do? You want adventure. Well, you're gonna get it. You want romance. Well, yes, I can accommodate you. She hasn't entered the scene yet. Do you know how story structure works? All right, fine. You know what? You're the main character. Do what you want. We'll start right in the middle of the action. Hope you're happy. Ahem. You reach into your backpack, pulling out your rogue's tools, and cut the ropes on the merchant's daughter. Oh, thank you, she says, for she had been kidnapped and ransomed by pirates. And then you... Oh, you're not good on boats? I'm not good with interruptions, so what are we gonna do? I think she's fine. She's not your type. Okay. All right, Hotshot. Why don't you be the one who needs to be rescued? Oh yeah, I have something in mind. Don't worry. Ahem. From the top. Even though your arms are tied behind your back, and you can see the fins of sharks in the water, you keep your chin parallel with the gangplank as you begin to walk out off the ship towards the open ocean. If you interrupt me, I will kill you. Sharks aren't gonna kill you. Listen. The pirate queen. Well, you're making me mess up. The pirate queen laughs in your face, reaching out a hand and running her finger gently down the bridge of your nose. You shouldn't have rejected me, she says. Now no one will have you. I don't know who's going to rescue you. You made me go off script. Okay. I can do this. Don't kill your characters. I'm trying to soothe myself at this point. Okay, all right, you know what? We're gonna go with the classics. I hope you're happy. Mm-hmm. Oh, get ready for it. In 3, 2, 1. Candles flicker around you, and outside the mausoleum, you can hear the wolves howl. Long have the cultists vanished, after chanting around you for hours and hours, and your shoulders ache as you remain tied to the stone altar. You look up and wonder if you've done something to offend the gods to be in such a predicament. Yeah, you did offend them, and now you're tied to an altar. Well, maybe you shouldn't have such a smart mouth. Who's gonna save you? I haven't decided yet. You want me to do it? Well, that's ridiculous. There's no... Oh. Well, thank you. I like you too. Of course, I wouldn't have written you if I didn't like you, or at least think other people would like you. Yes, of course you have flaws. I'm well aware of them. Look, it's a writer thing. People like to see growth. You have to change by the end of the story. So, I give you a lot of flaws, so you have lots of room to grow at the beginning. Being left-handed isn't a flaw. Oh my god. Okay, you know what? I'm coming down. Fine. You hear the sound of high heels and you strain your neck to look up and see a breathtakingly beautiful woman before you. A fellow adventurer who laughs at your situation, but also cuts you free. There. How are you feeling? I couldn't let you be sacrificed. After all, we're former lovers. Best friends? Okay. After all, we're best friends. Come on, we should escape together, holding hands. You want to skip it? Fine. What do you want to do? Go on a date? Okay. Yeah, I can do that. Let's have a picnic. What's your favorite food? Okay, I'll do that. I haven't been on a date in a while. But it's gonna be night, okay? I want a moonlit picnic. Okay. Close your eyes and count to three. One. Two. Three. Yeah. You find yourself standing in a moonlit grove, and fireflies dance along the tall grass like ballerinas. I think it works. They have a bit of twirl to them. Well, fine. Lay out the blanket. Oh, what do you ask on a first date? What do you do for fun besides adventuring? You want to have a hobby? Yeah, no, that's good for characters. A demon hunter with a stamp collection is very compelling. Well, I'm not going to make you collect stamps. Crochet? I don't know how to describe that because I don't know how to crochet. I think there's math involved. Fine, I'll read about it. God, I shouldn't have made you so pushy. Well, I don't mind being on a date with you. I think about you all the time and what I'm gonna do to you. But you're having fun, right? Okay, here. I want to feed you a bite of food. Just open your mouth. There you go. You look cute when you eat. I want to stargaze now. Yeah, lay on your back with me. You want to hold hands? Okay. The stars can be whatever you want them to be. Whatever constellations you have in mind, whatever comets. You can see anything except aliens. I draw the line there. All right, this was fun. I liked hearing you say what you wanted to say. Of course. I want good things for you. Entertaining things, but good things nonetheless. All right. Well, why don't you close your eyes? And I'll give you a little kiss right here. Mwah. Take a deep breath in. Hold it. And a long, slow breath out. Feel the weight of your body against the picnic blanket. There you go. I'm going to count to three, and I want you to keep breathing, okay? Yes, I'm putting you to bed. Because the story is done for now. We'll pick up again later, I promise. Now, one, two, keep breathing, three. Sweet dreams, darling. I'm proud of you.